Model Test 2, Writing Section.
First, read the passage on page 315 and take notes. Now listen to a lecture on the same topic as the passage that you have just read.
Philosopher John Searle has challenged the validity of the Turing test because it's premised on behavior rather than on thought. To prove his argument, he suggested a paradox, which he refers to as the Chinese room. If a monolingual English-speaking person receives questions on a computer terminal from a Chinese person in another room, naturally, the English-speaking person won't understand the questions. However, if there's a large reference that can be accessed, and if the reference is detailed and comprehensible, then the English speaker could conceivably break the code. For example, if a sequence of Chinese characters are received, the reference could indicate which sequence of Chinese characters would be expected in response. In other words, the behavior would be correct, although the English speaker wouldn't be thinking at a level that included meaning. The person would be manipulating symbols without understanding them, or as Searle suggests, the person would be acting intelligent without being intelligent, which is exactly what a computer could be programmed to do. Therefore, at least theoretically, a computer could be designed with complex input that would allow it to provide adequate behavioral output without being aware of what it's doing. If so, then it could pass the Turing test. But the test itself would be meaningless because it doesn't really answer the most basic question about artificial intelligence, which is, can the computer think?